Podcast. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, there you go. There you have it. It's Christmas time. Time to get up and get on your grind. Christmas right around the corner, and we finna have a ball this year, man. 2019 almost over, and I want to thank all of y'all for supporting us and listening to this Life in Football podcast. Stay tuned to the upcoming show with me and C-Mo.
Welcome to the Life in Football podcast, baby. I'm your host, Mike Feed.
And this is your co-host, Cole Lamore. You know, we love it, life and enjoying football.
Yes, sir. It's Christmas season, man. And y'all know that's bowl season. And football, we got everything going down right now. We got turmoil. We got coaches getting fired. Players transferring. We got new coaches about to be hired. Offensive coordinators getting fired. Defensive coordinators getting fired. And the most hurtful thing of all, it's affecting their families as well. That's what a lot of us forget about, that, you know, they have kids going to school who now have to leave their area, their wives, and got comfortable. And now, you know, situations just happen. These people have to uproot everything from a normal day-to-day life to all of a sudden they're in a brand new spot. And we spoke in one of our podcasts about Felipe Franks. So we're going to go and start off right there. He was the starting quarterback for the University of Florida. Felipe Franks played his high school ball at Wallkella High School. He was one of the best quarterbacks in the Big Ben area. And he also was a top-rated quarterback in the nation. Now, coming out of high school, Felipe was a top-notch quarterback. And he actually went on here and did his thing at Florida. Some people don't see him as, you know, a top-tier quarterback right now, but I do. I wish him the best. And also, in one of our previous podcasts, we brought that up about Felipe, you know, should transfer. All you have to do, I think it was in probably the podcast before last. Y'all should go check it out. We actually talked about that, about him, and that he should transfer. I brought up the fact that he should transfer or consider transferring to FAMU. But, you know, C-Mo, what's your take on it?
I'm like you, because as you were saying that, I'm trying to figure out where could he go. If he try to transfer to South Florida, and if he graduate in December and be immediately eligible to play, he got to compete against Jordan McCloud. Or if you try to go to FAU down there with Lane Kiffin, you got Chris Robinson down there that's doing good. And McCloud did real good, too. You can't go to Central Florida because Dylan, he did good. So the Florida schools pretty much, unless FIU got a senior quarterback that's leaving, that's part of staying in the state of Florida, then you ain't going to go into the SEC. I really don't know no spots that he would really want to go to unless he tried to go to Tennessee, because I think they got a senior quarterback. But it leaves you, where should he really go? He from up there in that Big Ben area, or real close to it if he not included in that. So why not go to FAM? You see what Ryan Stanley just did this season and really last season. So you get in there in the spring ball, learn the system. Man, you and Willie Simmons up there balling, shot calling. Now it's a quarterback there too. I believe a redshirt freshman that he had to compete against, but the redshirt freshman have time. You can get in there and do your thing quickly, get in and get out. You and Willie Simmons looking real good, and you getting to perform in front of your family, which they could have rolled down to Gainesville, but you doing the right there probably maybe no more than 3 hours difference from, Fort Walton to Tallahassee, maybe. I'm just guessing off the top of my head. But I believe that could be a real spot. And it's funny to see if Coach Willie Simmons already on him. We're not saying he is, and we're not saying he's not, but it would be nice to see that, hey, he committed there. Man, that pretty much brings a shocker to the whole college world. What? He went there? Because now another spot he could land at is Jacksonville State. They get D1AA. I mean, they get D1 players all the time because they quarterback now came from Clemson at Jacksonville State. So that could be a good landing spot for him now that I think about it. But those two off the top of my head, because I really don't. Oh, now another sleeper is he could go to Central Michigan because Jim McElwain up there. And Jim McElwain quarterback is a senior. So be on the lookout for Central Michigan in that MAC conference. Yes, sir. That's another one. That's probably going to be the one. That's probably going to be where he's going to go. Because I'm calling Coach Jim out the gate. He showed me the love. He wanted me from day one. Yeah, that's what I'm calling. Jim, Coach, what's up, baby? You want me? What's up? I can come up there. I can provide you at least with a year or 2 years what you want to do. So that's what I'm thinking, man. Central Michigan are the hometown fam of Jacksonville State. They're my only three. I can't think of nothing off the top of my head right now. So them my three. Tell me where you at.
That's some good information C-Mo just gave right there. Actually, that would be a good look for him, though. That Central Michigan, you still playing Division One ball. You still have an opportunity to go to the NFL. You still got an opportunity to show the people that you more than capable of playing at a high level and some good talent. Now, not knocking any other school, but, you know, these are schools that the Life and Football podcast have kind of forecast that y'all may need to be aware of. Now, they also, you know, stated that he may be looking at the NFL. So let me just go ahead and read to y'all what Felipe stated and how we know for sure that he's leaving. Before I say that, though, I'm going to put a few more schools in it. I could see the University of Tennessee would be a good look for him, even though I'm pretty sure he won't go there because that's a rival, Florida. But I'm pretty sure he would like to go to a school who will have to play Florida too. But like C-Mo said, I really like that Central Michigan look. FAMU, I really like that look too. Maybe like a Troy, but, you know, I'm not too sure. I know for sure I don't think he would try to go to Oklahoma. But, I mean, let me go ahead and read y'all this. And this is on his Instagram. Felipe Franks wrote this. It says, Gator Nation, it has been my dream to play at the University of Florida, to play for a top program, and to contribute to winning games. I have been so fortunate to meet as many amazing people I have while being here. Coaches, players, and fans as well. My heart will always be a part of Gator family. Coach Mullen and Coach Johnson have meant so much to me. But see, like C-Mo said, I'm just stopping in the letter. Now, Jim McElwain actually bought Felipe in. Now, that's the one who actually really showed him the love before. But Coach Mullen did too, because that probably would have been a controversy if Franks would have came back, even though I truly believe Trace would have still been the starting quarterback. Okay, it continues to read. And I want to thank both of them for putting their trust in me. I also want to thank Mr. Jeremy Foley and Mr. Scott Strickland as well. Those big time people in the athletic department right there. Jeremy Foley, I think he was an athletic director there, maybe still athletic director there. As everybody inside the football facility has always had my back, no matter what. My heart is heavy. There will be a lot that is missed. I plan on exploring my options of entering the NFL draft or playing my final year elsewhere. Thank you, everybody, for believing in me, especially all my teammates I played with. Love for life. So, you know, that's Felipe Franks doing his thing. We send the best wishes out to him, and we hope he have a successful career. And Felipe, man, I don't know, and you know, this is just my take on it. I don't think the NFL is the best goal right now. I think you should go and explore that option of playing another year of college football. I know you got two more years, cause I think you got hurt like the second game or the third game, I think. And I think that'll be a good look to go to another school. Seymour, you got anything else on that?
Yeah, it's. I know some people be in a rush to go get whatever blessing you think on the table for you, but like you said, unless he go to Central Michigan or FAM or wherever he go, and he rip the scene up, then yes, come out. But if he does pretty good, let's say 30 touchdowns and 7 picks, that's good. But why not come back and throw like 40 touchdowns and 2 picks, you know, and double up on just being the best you can be? Because as you can see, a quarterback can last long in the league. So you rather go when you're ready versus when you're not ready. Then you go with a team who don't want to try to build you up. And then now you out the league way faster than if you would have took your time and went. So I really, like you said, man, why not ball out 2 solid seasons? I know you say you done did that, done that. But, man, get your masters while you at it. And light the scoreboard up. And then when you put your name in there, they be like, God, dog, we got to have him. Versus you put your name in there and then they say, well, you're a third or fourth round, and then you come out, you like a sixth round, you know? Versus they say you do so good 2 years in a row or 1 year, and they say you first or second, and you go wild at the Senior Bowl or the Hula Bowl or whatever bowl, and, you know, you ball out, and they do pick you up that high. But I think don't be in no rush. Don't be in no rush to try to get to the NFL. Like, you'll get there when you're supposed to get there, period. And at quarterback, you could stay a long time. You could be starting. You could be the backup. You could be in there a minute. That's all that matter. You know, getting there and being there a while where you could take that money and grow it versus be there a little bit and then back in the real world. And you could have been there 10 years versus 3 years. But that's how I see it.
And, you know, it's transferring season, like I was saying earlier. So you got a lot of players going to be leaving programs. The quarterback from Houston, we haven't heard any news on him. He said he's planning on staying at Houston, but I'm not sure about that. Cam Newton, little brother, Kalen Newton, he already stated that he's going to be leaving Howard University looking for another place to play his college ball at. He got 2 more years left as well. So it's a lot of big time players, and Cam Newton, little brother, he played quarterback too. Y'all, he real nice now. He did his thing at Howard. So, you know, whoever get him, they're gonna get a real top notch quarterback. So his players all across the country right now gonna be leaving schools, and y'all gonna be seeing them showing up, because it's almost like a free agency now, man. Players everywhere transferring now. What's your take on that, Simo?
Well, if they're going to transfer, they better for sure know somebody really want them. Yeah, you better have a game plan, because you could be transferring and nobody end up getting you. Now you got to walk on. And then that's going to cost you more than, you know, going at your school, giving it all you got. Sometimes turning back and staying at your school, sometimes better than leaving. But then again, sometimes leaving is better than staying, because you see Justin Fields left. Now he's a starter. Joe Burrow left. He's a 2-year starter, about to win the Heisman. But if he'd have stayed at Ohio State, it wouldn't have went that route. So you just never know. Then you got Tate Martell. He left, and it didn't go good. So, man, you got to make a smart decision on that. And then sometimes if you transfer, you ain't got to go big time to big time. You go from D1 to D1 AA or D1 to a lower D1 and ball out versus D1 to D1 and you fighting for your life for the job. Matter of fact, like the dude from UCF that transferred from Notre Dame that went to UCF. I'm watching the game at Central Florida versus FAM, and I'm telling my friend, listen, do you see how they keep putting this true freshman quarterback in here? Do you see this? They finna get this man a job. I said it at the Central Florida versus FAM game. I said, they keep putting this man in, they finna give him the job. Now, not that they tried to give it to him, but they was giving them plenty of opportunities to get it. And turns out he got it. So now that man went from Notre Dame to Central Florida. I mean, yeah, and still didn't really start. So that was almost like he wasted time where he could have went from a Notre Dame to somewhere that, like, diehard needed a quarterback. And he could have been in there balling. But you got to pick the right spot when you leaving. Don't just be picking a school because the name sounds good. You better pick a school and ball out. Because, like, it was like when Kareem Moore left Ole Miss, went JUCO, and then went to Nicholls State and got drafted in 2008 in, like, the fourth, fifth, or sixth round, one of them. Maybe seven, but he got drafted. But if he was at Ole Miss, they might have wanted to play him like that. Just like the Darius Webb. He was at, now this is before the transfer portal, but he was at Southern Miss. Now, he was doing good there, but I don't know if he would have balled out how he balled out at Nicholls State. He balled out so hard at Nicholls State, I think he got drafted like second round. So sometimes you just got to know where you at and make the right move. Make the right move, and then it'll all pay off. Make the wrong move, you always what if yourself, or what if I did that? What if I did this? Only time will tell what the right move is. But sometimes you could be look, you could really look at that depth chart and look at what people need versus going to a school that don't need you, and you got to go in there and fight like a dog versus going to a school that, like, what, man, bent over backwards times 10 to bring you in there, and you rip up the scene out the gate. That's what you want. You want to go somewhere where you can rip the scene out the gate, no questions asked. But that's going to be on y'all, man. You got to make a wise decision.
And it ain't just, you know, okay, man, I want to leave this school. You better be sure before you do that. Just like C-Mo saying, just think about it. Just compare the situations and look at the competition, not just the competition you playing, the competition at your position, and, you know, what you want to do as far as with your football career. Do you want to try to go to the NFL, or do you just want to play? You know, I know that sound a little awkward or confusing, but if you just want to play, you know, you might be at a, I ain't even going to say a beat dog school. I'm going to say you might be at like a Louisiana Tech and you're not playing, but you just really want to play and say, you know what, I'm going to go to Delta State or Valdosta State. You still got a chance of going to the league, but if you just want to make sure you play, man, they're going to welcome you with open arms. So, you know, just make sure you survey the team, the whole aspect of the degrees, the education for, you know, what they're offering in classes and everything, man. Because when you look at it, Jalen Hurts had graduated. Jalen Hurts is a great example. Jalen Hurts handled his business. He stood there in the paint and had to play second-string quarterback, brought him to victory over Georgia to take him to the national championship. I mean, actually getting him, you know, headed toward the national championship. And you look at it, look at him now, man. He over there balling. He got a chance of playing in the playoffs, and Alabama ain't got a chance of not even going to the playoffs. So if Oklahoma beat Baylor in this conference championship game, they got a real good chance of playing in the playoffs. And Jalen Hurts, once again and prevailed, man. And I'm happy to see that because he actually thought it through. He talked with his people. He wasn't in no rush to get up out of there. He could have actually got up out of there before then, but he stayed. He graduated, and that's something real important y'all need to make sure y'all do, get your degree, and then make your move, man. I mean, I understand, like, if you're a true freshman and you're thinking this ain't the place for you, or maybe something happened where you need to get up out of there. I understand that. But, man, all this just leaving out of the clear blue almost for no reason, fellas, y'all got to start thinking a little bit more and deeper about your next move. Just it's just like you finna be a chess player, top notch worldwide chess player. Seymour, what else you got?
Man, I wanna talk about how, look, I know we said it last time, I gotta say it again. I told you, I'm telling everybody, PJ Fleck is building something special at Minnesota. Look, they just got to commit today from a Florida wide receiver. Listen, but when P.J. Fleck go get them wide receivers, y'all best believe they somebody for real because that's his position. He got a wide receiver that went pro out of Western Michigan first round. He got one that could go possibly first round this year. I want to say his name, Tyler Johnson. But I know for sure he got one that's going to go first round after – this 2020 season is Rashad Bateman. But he just picked up the a wide receiver from, I want to say, American Heritage down there Plantation, Florida. Douglas Eline. So I can't say his name right. But, man, look, the man picking up a squad. He cherry picking in Florida. He getting his Midwest boys. And getting them boys out of Georgia, man, y'all better wake up. They finna have playmakers at all the positions and be loaded. And they gonna stick around to where you really gonna have to consider them the new Ohio State, the new Michigan, the new Wisconsin. Like they there ready to play ball. He said, ain't no looking back. It's going forward. This man building something real special. So that's one of the things I like talking about.
Yeah, PJ Fleck doing his thing. You got some up and coming coaches out there who out there handling business right now, man. PJ Fleck is one of them. Coach Ed Orgeron over there at LSU, he is one of them. He doing his thing. Coach Willie Simmons at FAMU, he doing his thing. You know, you got a plethora of coaches out here right now who's doing great. And then you got other coaches, you know, that's why we telling y'all to be careful when you choosing these schools because some of these coaches ain't going to be there. You had a lot of coaches just got fired as well. The Ole Miss coach just got fired. Charlie Strong just got fired from South Florida. Old Dominion coach, he just left. So you got a lot of, you know, positions and far as in coaches and coaching, you know, that's going to be available. So that only means one coach going to leave another school to go to this school. Now they're going to leave a vacancy at this school. So, you know, it's almost like a merry-go-round. So, you know, y'all need to be on alert and, I guess, pay special attention to what's going on out here in the football world, man, the college football world. As y'all see, the season has ended. And, you know, we got conference championship time, bowl game time, D1AA, they in playoffs. D2, they in the playoffs. D3, they got playoffs going on. And NAIA, they got playoffs as well. So, you know, we want to send a shout-out to all the teams out there balling right now. And we want to give a shout-out to some special teams that, you know, we done had contact with and actually posted on our Twitter and we had one of the coaches on for the podcast, and that's Coach. Let me go ahead and say the school's name. Shout out to Victory Christian. They headed to the state championship. We actually had the head coach on, and during that podcast, if y'all go listening to it, we actually stated, "Hey, this is a team And I said it almost verbatim during that podcast. Hey, these boys possibly going to be at that state championship, and y'all need to go ahead and check them out while you can. If you get a chance, go ahead and check them out right now. Don't wait to the state championship game, because they got a real good possibility of playing there. And guess what? They're going to be playing in the state championship game. So congratulations to Victory Christian. Also, we want to send a shout out to Coach Berry and Lakeland Christian. They're not going to the state championship, but they played last week in the game right before the state championship game. They fought hard. They had a great season, and they lost to a good team in Florida High. We want to send a shout out to Florida High as well. You know, they showed us love on Twitter. We posted them as well on our social media sites. So, you know, we want to give a shout out to all the schools in the state of Florida who are headed to the state championship game. Also, a shout out to Madison County. We also posted them on our Twitter as well earlier this year. And we even had some comments in our Twitter about them going to the state championship game. So, hey, it's time in the state championship games in a few days. And I know them guys ready. What you got, Simo?
Hey, Coach Stewart, man, you did your thing. This your year. Gonna bring it on home. You got a squad out there. You got a running back. You got a quarterback. You got an O-line, D-line, DBs, linebackers, wide receivers. Man, you got everything. You loaded. Gonna bring it home. Bring that thing home for Polk County, man. State championship. Kendrick Stewart. Victory Christian. Do your thing, man. Hey, we watching. We rooting for you. Hey, go on up there and bring it home.
And one time for Coach Stewart, man, he doing his thing. Y'all just stick around. We probably going to get him back on after the state championship game. My co-host, he didn't got to see him live in action. Now I'm going to get to see him live in action. And, you know, it's just a perfect storm. Shout out to Willie Taggart Jr.
Yeah.
Because he doing his thing right now. He didn't lead his team, which is Florida High. He played Florida High in Tallahassee, Florida, and he's been amazing. I hope more schools give him an opportunity. Honestly, I hope he go ahead and go to Appalachian State. But he said he want to play up on his dad. My co-host had a slight few moments with him and to speak with him, but salute to him and his teammates, Florida High. We're going to try to check out all the games, man. I know Victory Christian, you know, they playing that Thursday night. I know that's kind of a bit much. You know, you got families want to travel and, you know, everything. But, you know, you only make it to the state championship but so many times. And I know if they got parents, you know, who kids actually playing, they got to come up. You know, they got to go to the game. And, hey, this ain't nothing but a building stepping stone for them, too. This can possibly be a tradition for years and years to come for Victory Christian and Coach Stewart. And, hey, we got a good connection with him. So I hope that continue to grow and Victory Christian continue to shine. Now, I hope this just be a bigger stepping stone for Willie Taggart Jr. And if y'all don't know, the man pretty good now. He got some good height on him. And my co-host saw him, and I done saw him. So this kind of amazing. We done saw two different teams, and two different teams, and we're gonna get to check them out. You know, both me and him had an opportunity to see him live and in person. What else you got, C-Mo?
Man, hey, Willie Taggart Jr. I like that boy. He was out there doing his thing. Man, he quick. He hard to bring down. He downfield. Even while he's scrambling, he got his eyes downfield trying to find somebody to dump that ball off to. And that's what you want out of a quarterback. And the thing about it, man, he's going to go and be a nice quarterback for somebody. He's going to give them everything they want. You know, they're going to get him. They're going to work him out, get him right. But he's going to come in there ready and equipped. He can run it. He can throw it. Man, he got the mindset for it. His daddy played quarterback. He played quarterback. You know he done been around a lot of quarterbacks. So he done seen a lot, done been around a lot, done learned a lot. So you getting a quarterback that's going to be well more advanced than your normal quarterback that's come to school. That's what I like about it. And he want to play quarterback, and he want to ball out at QB. So you getting somebody who's going to be dedicated and hungry to that grind. Willie Tiger Jr., do your thing, boy.
And Willie Tiger Sr. also played in the state championship game, and now his son about to play in the state championship game as well, and that's amazing. Shout out to Sante Allen. I don't know if I'm saying his name right, but he is the quarterback for Madison County, man. This will be Madison County's third state championship in a row. Now, I mean, we know they haven't played the game yet, but this is going to be their third year playing in the state championship game. They won the other two, so this number three. They possibly can win this, man. They playing Blountstown, and I got to give a shout-out to Allen. And they got another player. He number nine. I can't remember. Y'all forgive me. I can't remember his name right now. But he a baller, too. Woo-wee! If y'all get a chance, y'all go check out the Life in Football YouTube. Y'all will see all them guys I'm talking about right now. They on there. Just go look. It should be the Madison County football team versus Rickles High School. All these guys I'm talking about, y'all will see them running past the screen. And number four, he actually was Madison. If you go back and look at the state championship, and you can go look at that, too. That ain't on Life in Football YouTube, but if you go look at the state of Florida championship game last year, he was the Madison County starting running back last year. And now he the quarterback. So hey, that says a lot that they building they got a special program they got over there. And man, they got some big time players. Any coach that's listening to this right now, go look at the Madison County football team and go get you some players, man. Because these boys, that's all they used to winning. And they don't play just no – they in the class, I think, 2A. I think they're in class 2A or 1A. No, don't take that for slack now, because these boys, they play big school. That's all they play. They rather play like a 1A or 2A school. And the big school they playing, they beating them. I'm talking about bad. They'll lose one here or there to a bigger class, but they still be hanging right in there with them. So any team they play, they'll battle. I don't know how they do that, but any team the Madison County Cowboys play, it'll be a battle. And y'all make sure, if you're a coach, what I was about to say before I cut myself off, that quarterback, Allen, y'all give him a chance, man. Y'all go recruit this young man. I done seen him in person. He's a straight athlete. I'm talking about, I'm putting him in the slot. I'm putting him at running back. I'm using him everywhere because he's a straight baller. What else you got to see?
Now that's how that boy Amari Harvey was for Florida High, number three. Man, that boy was cutting up. I'm talking about he jumping over people's head. He intercepting the ball, running it back for a TD. He catching a TD pass. It ain't almost nothing you can ask this man to do that he can't do. The man is an athlete, like you said. That's a baller. Then you got Victory Christian. They got Pope at running back, Shaw at running back. They got the QB. He nice. You got the wide receiver, Smith. Man, you got the DBs on the other side. Man, look, it's some ballers in this state game. It's some top-notch boys across the board all up and down the state of Florida in this state game. You go to them state games, you finna see a bunch of D1, D1AA ballers. Not D2 and D3 as well, but they all finna be out there getting it.
Hey, man. Hey, we gonna go ahead and catch y'all next time. Now, if y'all like Simo said, if y'all going to them state championship games, just food for thought. It's supposed to be a little chilly. Whew, I wish they would have played it last week, but in the state of Florida, you never know, man. Because next week it'll probably be back to 70. So you know, it was up and down. But I've been living in it my whole life. My co-host, he been in it his whole life. So we used to this. But we gonna go ahead and leave y'all like we always leave y'all. If y'all haven't checked out any previous episode, please do so. Just type in Life in Football Podcast on any of your areas or your platform where you listen to podcasts on, whether it's iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever it may be. You will find that Life in Football Podcast, baby. We nationwide. So I'm going to leave y'all like we always leave y'all. Keep your head up and not down, or else you'll fall to the ground. This is the Life in Football Podcast. Catch you next time. Merry Christmas.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.